This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Government planning to connect 283 local levels that are not connected to state capital by road network. Zero fatality recorded abroad from COVID-19 last week. And Moscow police detained 200 people at opposition forum. Now, the news in detail. The government is planning to build a road network to connect 283 local levels that are not yet connected to the state capital. Work is underway to connect the local levels with the road network, which has not been connected to the provincial capital by paved roads so far. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli turned on the switch from official residence in Balwatar and inaugurated the program. The road construction work to be carried out under the provincial and local road construction and improvement program has started simultaneously in all the 7 provinces. People's representatives from local level who are not connected to the road network and the chief ministers of the concerned state signed an agreement regarding construction of the road today. Currently, there has been a mutual understanding that the local level, the provincial government and the federal government will jointly invest in the construction of the road network. Minister for Health and Population Hridesh Tripathi has pledged more investment to enhance capacity for the women and girls to ensure their meaningful participation in public and political sphere. Addressing the high-level inter-ministerial dialogue addressing gender-biased sex selection, GBSS, jointly organized by the UNFPA, European Union and the Government of Norway on Friday evening, Minister Tripathi said that his ministry, which is a lead government agency, was committed to coordinating effort with other ministries to implement the strategy so that root causes of the gender-biased sex selection could be addressed. In a press statement released by UNFPA, it was said that participants find the high-level dialogue included the representatives from Nepal, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Georgia, India, Norway, and Vietnam. Zero fatality has been recorded abroad last week from COVID-19. According to Non-Resident Nepalese Association, NRNA, it is the first zero death case in the last 6 weeks. The COVID-19 pandemic has so far taken the lives of 341 Nepalese in different 21 countries so far. Coordinator of the NRNA Health Committee, Dr. Sanjeev Sapkota, informed that even the infection rate of the COVID-19 declined last week, the country with COVID-19 infections in Nepalese last week are Sweden, Spain, Kenya and UAE. The hilly region of the country has been predicted with light rain with storm and thunder as the region witnesses partly to general weather change coming evening. Meteorologist Ganga Nagarkoti informed that the hilly belt in the country was seeing light rain with storm due to impact of local weather and westerly wind system. According to meteorologist, pre-monsoon is featured with sunny days and rains with wind, thunder and lightning in the evening in Nepal. The pre-monsoon begins from March. The strong lightning occurs during this season because of the blend of local wind with westerly wind. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian police have broken up an opposition conference and detained 200 people, including high-profile opposition figures. The weekend forum had just begun in a Moscow hotel when police burst in and said they were detaining everyone. According to police, coronavirus rules were broken and the event was arranged by an undesirable organization. The incident comes as authorities continue to crack down on opposition activity as elections loom. Last month, Alexei Navalny, the President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic, was jailed. He was accused of breaking the terms of a suspended prison sentence while recovering in Germany from nerve agent poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. Opposition figures from across Russia were taking part in the Moscow conference to discuss strategy ahead of local and parliamentary elections in September. The leader of a group of Myanmar politicians ousted by a military coup has vowed to press on with a revolution against the authorities. In his first public address, Man Wee Kyang said, "This is the darkest moment of the nation and the moment that the dawn is closed." From hiding, he leads a group of legislators who have refused to accept last month's coup. As many as 12 protesters are reported to have been killed on Saturday. Myanmar has been gripped by street protests since the military seized control on 1st February and detained Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of the National League for Democracy. NLD party. The NLD won a landslide victory in last year's election, but the military said the poll was fraudulent. Leaders of the United States, India, Japan and Australia convened by U.S. President Joe Biden in a first virtual meeting of the Quad group of countries pledged to work together to counter China's rising influence in the Indo-Pacific and cooperate on COVID-19 and climate change. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the leaders discussed challenges posed by China and focused on pressing global crises, including climate change and the coronavirus pandemic. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Government planning to connect 283 local levels that are not yet connected to the state capital by road network. Zero fatality recorded abroad from COVID-19 last week. And Moscow police detained 200 people at opposition forum. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.